As the voice of Chicago innovation, each week we look for innovators that have set out to reshape entire industries. The Tie Bar has become the destination for cool men's accessories and ridiculous low prices. Bow ties, neckties, tie bars, pocket squares, belts, socks, and more. By designing its own products in-house and offering the largest selection available, the Tie Bar allows men to find their personal style while delivering premium quality and exceptional value. With us in studio is Michael Alter, CEO of the Chicago-based company that has been hailed by GQ magazine for its ability to predict and drive trends in men's fashion. With a loyal fan base that includes countless celebrities and athletes, this not an athlete, but countless actors such as Neil Patrick Harris and Jimmy Fallon. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. For those of you that watch this show, you know that I love some fancy ties and sock combos. Of all the days to not sport my purple tie, today I've got nothing for you. I've got the CEO, Michael Alter, from Tie Bar here, and I have no tie. He has a beautiful tie. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So I love Tie Bar. As I mentioned to you before the show, I used to office out of TechNexus, and you guys were temporarily there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing because, like today, I was in a hurry, and I forgot my tie. And I have socks on. They're very nice. I'd show you, but it's a little awkward. But I would walk in, and every once in a while, you guys would have the tie bars out, and I could like pick out sock and tie combos. And now I'm at 1871, and you guys are in your spot in Lincoln Park, so that's not working for me anymore. But it's a wonderful, wonderful concept. I would love to have you tell me about Tie Bar for those very few people who don't know about Tie Bar.
Sure. So, you know, Tie Bar is a relatively simple concept. We're a men's accessories brand. And what really makes us unique is we sit at the intersection of products that are just spectacular high quality, all unique design. So we design everything ourselves, and then we deliver it at crazy value. So as an example, we're the Tie Bar. So clearly we sell ties and tie bars. All of our ties are $19, yet the quality and the design is as good or better than something you might pay $80 to $120 for at a department store.
I can attest to that, by the way. I'm not kidding. I probably have 20, maybe 20 Tie Bar ties.
Great.
So I mean,
you need another 20.
I do. Oh, I'm not kidding. Although somebody told me the other day, and this is probably a terrible thing to say to you, but somebody told me the other day, like, oh, ties aren't cool. And I was like, where are you coming from? Ties are the bomb. Like, it's the best accessory for it. What does a man accessorize with if not ties?
So, well, I mean, we clearly are big fans of the tie. And I think the tie in the right circumstances is always worn, right? I mean, if you think about the most important events in your life, as a guy, the vast majority, you're wearing a tie. So ties are very much still a part of our environment and our culture. And there's a whole part of, you know, sort of the millennial generation wears them when they go out. And they think it's, you know, fun to do.
I'm one of them.
It's great.
That's why I have so many of them. I just, for whatever reason, I don't know. I wear like uniforms, right? I pick out like three different looks that are the Scott Catoon look. Mm-hmm. And then I buy like four or five variations of colors.
Yep.
And all those colors are pretty bland. It's always like stripes, pinstripes, whatever.
Yep.
So I need ties. I need pocket squares. Yep. I need like cufflinks. I need all kinds of cool stuff to get me to stand out. And Tie Bar does a fantastic job of it, I have to say.
We focus on that. We would call that sort of your rotation. And the combo that makes the rotation, and how do we break into the rotation?
So Tie Bar is a unique, I mean, now it's been around for 10 years, so mm-hmm. I guess unique is not the right word for it. What was the market opportunity that you guys saw where you're like, you know what, we're not going to be an accessory standing next to pants and shirts and suits and all this stuff. We're going to nail this one thing.
So, I mean, the origin of the brand started literally around a breakfast table in suburban Naperville a little more than 10 years ago, where the founders, a husband and wife, both attorneys, one of them spilled coffee. He spilled coffee on his tie and, you know, was quite upset that he'd have to go spend $100 for a new tie and said there had to be a better way. And so they didn't know what they didn't know, and they built this great business and this great brand. And since then, we've expanded the business beyond just ties into sort of the full head-to-toe men's accessories, still delivering that quality design and value. So we sell socks, we sell cufflinks, we sell pocket squares, we do belts, pretty much everything you can think of that's not sort of the suit.
Yep.
And what we've learned is that guys really enjoy the fun of changing up their look and being able to afford to change up their look, right? For $100, you can buy three or four ties.
Yep.
That's very different than if you walk into a department store. And so all of a sudden I can buy that purple tie and purple pocket square combo and still have my conservative blue tie when I go on an interview. And that's really, guys have found it to be a lot of fun. We see that in our store on Armitage.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, I look at it like all of my 8,000 Joseph A. Banks suits that I buy around Christmas time to make them pop and not look like a Joseph A. Banks suit. No offense, Joseph A. Banks, mm-hmm. but it's just the suits don't really have like a pop to them.
Mm-hmm.
The accessories that I can get at Tybar, I think, are fantastic for that. It's a very cool concept. So obviously online is a big thing. Where would you say what markets are you guys dominating or doing really well in? Is it Chicago only? Are you bigger? Like, what's the...
So we're a national brand. Yep. About 90% of our business is done here in the U.S. And we look a lot like the Electoral College in terms of our largest states, right? Yep. So California, New York are certainly our largest states. We do quite well in Illinois, being our home state, especially in the Chicago area. And we continue to expand in what I would say in sort of markets that have a Thai acceptable culture.
Sure.
So we have a pop-up store at the moment in D.C. That's doing quite well, and we do very well in the D.C. market. I mean, if you think about people that are dressed when they go to work, it's a lot of the folks on the Hill.
Absolutely. So I guess you mentioned the pop-up. So it's kind of an interesting take. So your... The model, obviously, you guys are about being able to bring tremendous value to customers.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at it from a market and model standpoint. Other than the retail store that you have here, as you said, in Armitage, it would seem that having retail shops that you own and run would not benefit the model of providing a high return or a high margin for you guys, and that pop-ups themselves would actually be a better route. What made you decide, like, obviously, you opened the pop-up first, right, in Lincoln
mm-hmm.
Park,
mm-hmm.
and then let that develop on into our retail. Was that a surprise to you
that it was profitable?
Not that it was profitable, I would say, but that it was profitable enough that it made sense to open up a retail brick and mortar.
I think it clearly was a surprise to us. I think, you know, we did have an awareness mentality and a marketing mentality with our first pop-up store here in Chicago. And then we turned around and all of a sudden it was it's a pretty good profitable store. And the beautiful thing for us is that 60 to 70% of the customers that come into that store and buy from us have never bought from the brand before.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I'm able to generate cash and make money in that store and introduce folks to the brand.
I guess one of the other things that I would ask you about on with regard to the retail stores and things like that is, I mean, it was surprising to me that you ended up having a retail store. But I guess, how do you market? How do you choose where you're going to have pop-ups? And do you plan on having retail stores in other places?
All right. So, you know, for us, where we choose to have pop-ups is market by market. A lot of it has to do, again, where do we think is the right kind of a Thai acceptable environment? Where do we think that, you know, making a splash, if you will, in the marketplace is going to drive awareness?
Yeah.
Because first and foremost, we are an e-commerce brand, and we will always have the predominance of our business sold online. And so we think about our stores as marketing vehicles to drive that have to be, you know, cost neutral at worst.
Yeah.
And so when you think about it that way, the markets where you can go, you know, it's not going to be 100 markets. It's going to be key branded environments.
I have to tell you, I mean, I can't agree more with the way that you guys do it. I think of Trunk Club kind of in a way when I think of this. It's obviously very different. You guys don't have stylists and things like that. But the ability for me to pick out a look, like we talked about one of the rotation, a new look from our rotation, the ability to bring that look and stop and pop, as I say, when you walk by and you see a pop-up where I can pick up a couple ties, a couple things, that has to be a tremendous asset for brand awareness. We've worked with other clients and companies before that do a lot of pop-ups and find a lot of success
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
So in Chicago, obviously, Armitage store, are there other places within, I guess I'm thinking if you're by Capitol Hill in D.C. or if you're here by City Hall, places that people wear ties a lot, do you guys ever do flash pop-ups and things like that where people can really, like, you know, utilize it the way I did at Tech Nexus in a way?
Mm-hmm. So we've done various local market events, but we haven't necessarily done a flash pop-up. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, sort of what are you really trying to accomplish from that? So a flash pop-up is a location you're going to sell something in a short period of time.
Yeah.
We find it better to do things like we had a Tybar van. And we had this old retro VW van that we decorated with, you know, blue and white plaid, and we drove it on tour. And we went into New York City, and we had Michael Carl from Vanity Fair with us, and we literally, you know, gave guys makeovers on Wall Street and on Bryant Park. And, you know, we're cutting the ties and giving them new ties. They loved it. They absolutely loved it. And then we made a video out of it that we were able to post socially that took what was a local event, if you will, and made it a national event for us. And I think that's those types of things are what, you know, I would credit our marketing team with doing a phenomenal job in driving things like Instagram, which is really important to us, from, you know, 20,000 followers to almost 100,000, you know, a year later.
Yeah, I follow you on on Instagram. I like, it's a great place to pick up ideas for what I want to look like. And then, like you said early on in this interview, it's amazing when I can see a look that I think looks like a $1,000 look, really. Mm-hmm. I don't mean the tie, obviously, but the mm-hmm. whole outfit. And then you go and find out that $25 and I've got socks and a tie and I'm out the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome look. Any holiday season specials that people should know about as we are now entering the holiday season?
So, you know, we like to say that our, you know, we have everyday low prices that are always, you know, if you will, 85, 90% off to begin with versus what you'd pay for a similar product. So every day we've got some great prices, but we do have some special deals going on at thetiebar.com. We have a series of promotions. You can come, gives you an opportunity to buy both great ties, but also get a chance to experience some of our other accessories, whether that's socks, belts, scarves, things like that.
Very cool. Every day is a holiday at Tie Bar.
That's right.
Every day. Well, I recommend people stop in the store in Armitage. It's very cool. Thank you, Michael, for joining us on the show today. Thank you from our sponsors from Insperity. You can watch this episode and more at Advisor TV. Stream us on your WGN Plus and Rivet Radio app, or download iTunes on your iPod. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.